Must be just this little chromium switch over here. Okay, if I can... The wheels go around and the dogs and the ponies play. And getting everything up, checking ones,
check, two,
and three, four, five, checking one, two, three, and four, five. Okay, I think it's conversational, and I am the Live Earl Jive, and with me is Taylor Jessen.
Yo, yo, yo.
That's three yo-yos, ladies and gentlemen, and if you can do all of those at the same time, you are very talented. Now, what are we doing here, Taylor? I don't even know myself.
We're discussing a fantastic thing that's just coming out, which I am going to plug. And it's the DVD. The DVD for the Fireside Theater that we only spent 12 years making. And it's called Everything You Know Is Wrong.
Oh, wow. And when is that? When is the date on that unit?
Like, very, very shortly.
Very shortly. Wherever
you
are.
We literally took it to the... Wherever you are, you're too late.
That's right.
It's... We took the... within the last few days, we took the final material to our presser in Santa Ana, who is a firehead, a fine guy named Alan. And he's pressing the things. So the moment we get the things, they will be in existence and we will begin shipping them.
Now, how can people get these if they wanted one?
There are two places you can go. This is a co-production of Firesign Theater and Bright Red Rocket. If you've never gone to the Bright Red Rocket website, it is so strongly recommended. They're big. They've been friends of mine for years, but they also, Tim and Hey Jin, the people who run Bright Red Rocket, are art mafia and funny as hell people, and they hang out with all the right weirdos, and they've got an amazing back catalog of DVDs, including one by Brian DeWan, a famous eccentric New York performer, called Focus, and it's all his film strips.
Well,
and there's another one by Jaime Hernandez, Or Gil Hernandez. Guys, I'm very sorry. I can't remember whether it's Gil or Jaime, but it's called Naked Cosmos, and it's a tribute to the old horror hosts of TV from days gone by the cartoonist, Mr. Hernandez of Love and Rockets fame.
Hi, I'm Gil Jaime Hernandez. You mean Love and Rockets, the group?
Love and Rockets? No, the long, long-running cartoon comics series. These guys have been... Tim Maloney of Bright Red Rocket met these guys at a Comic-Con and said, "Hey, I've heard about this thing you did on video. I should put it out for you." And he did. And it's beautiful and hilarious and wonderful. And I'm just delighted to be doing a product that is coming out on Bright Red Rocket. But you can also get it at firesigntheater.com.
Now, do you want to give those addresses for those of me who don't know the exact addresses for Bright Red Rocket or firesigntheater.com?
Well, the answer to that question would be brightredrocket.com.
And?
And firesigntheater with an R-E.
That's right. If you're spelling your Firesign Theater with the "er," you're not doing it right. You better go back.
All we can say is a plaintive,
"What? More sugar!"
Because you couldn't remember to spell theater T-R-E. But that's where you can go to get them. They will eventually be available through all the usual commercial outlets. But for now, if you pre-order, at this moment, it's available to pre-order.
So I can order it now, not have it now, but I can order it now.
You could literally press pause on this interview, go into your browser of choice, and pre-order a copy.
Let me do that. Let me see if I order now. See, I can't remember that. How about F-I-R-E-S-I-G-H-M?
Fire sign, yes.
Fire.
All one word.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, close.
Dot
you're there.
.com. There we go. Okay, fire sign.
Very good.
And now back to the normally scheduled book of program already in progress.
I'm glad you ordered your copy. They're going fast. Of course, we can make as many more as we need.
So as fast as they go, don't worry. There still can be more.
There's as long as there's plastic.
Now, what does these units cost?
These babies are... This is a two-disc set, and it's $35. It has got 7 hours of material on it.
Wow!
It's got Everything You Know Is Wrong. Well, basically, this is the whole schmear as far as Firesign film and video goes from the years of their Columbia contract from 68 to 75.
Wow.
This is everything. And to go through it in chronological order, the very first thing that Firesign ever did together on the radio was when they were on Radio Free Oz together, and they did the improv, which they later called the Firesign Film Festival. And Proctor played Jean-Claude, a documentary filmmaker whose film 2 Weeks with Fred took 2 weeks to watch. Peter Volta was Peter Bergman's character. He was a film critic doing a review of world cinema one frame at a time. Jack Love, played by Phil Austin, was a home filmmaker making films for the living room theater, like Blondie Pays the Rent. And then Dave Osman played Raul Saez, who was I believe an Argentinian or a Colombian. He was a thrown camera filmmaker. He would get grants to throw cameras off of high objects. And they all did this improv together on the radio, but there's no record of it. But in 68, they went on the Les Crane show here in LA, this public affairs show on TV, and they re-performed that bit with Les Crane saying that if the audience stopped buying it, they would go on completely incognito. And if anybody called them on it, didn't stop believing it, he would ask them to break cover. They never did. There's no video recording of that. I looked for years, and it is the bane of my life that we can't find it. But one of the guys stood in front of the TV at home and recorded the audio standing in front of the TV. So that is the first thing you will see on the DVD, is an audio-only copy of this amazing lost show that is like basically the Ur document of the Firesign Theater. It's the first thing they ever did that was fun together.
Do you know the date on that?
Yeah, that was April 68.
April of 68. And it was on KPFK?
It was on, that was Les Crane show. It was KTTV maybe?
So it was on TV.
Yeah. Something like that. Then after that, they were on TV again in June of 69 when they did the Jack Poet Volkswagen.
I remember those, yeah.
I hope you're enjoying the movie as much as I am. A man and a woman and a lion. Yes, you guessed it, I'm Christian Cyborg. Maybe the goofiest, most definitely the most surreal series of 8 ads that ever aired.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know Taylor Jessen can do every one of these bits for you live and in person. He is available for bar mitzvahs and sweet 16. So do contact him when you have the opportunity.
40 great unclaimed bits reperformed by the Laugh Masters. No, I just referenced the credibility cap. I can't do that. The Jack Poet ads are also on the DVD, all 8 of them, and and this is where things get exciting, because the Jack Poet ads are on there, so is Martian Space Party, their 1972 concert film, and so is Everything You Know Is Wrong, their 1974 like 45 minute feature.
And where did that first play or get seen?
Where did the Jack Poet ads or
no,
the
no,
Martian
the,
Space Party?
Martian Space Party.
Martian Space Party went on a theatrical tour with Reefer Madness.
Really?
In fall of 1972. Because it was only a 30-minute concert film, and they threw it up there on the screen with Reefer Madness and a couple other things, maybe. It went out as part of another...
Basic. So it was a theatrical release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It went out in November, October, December of 72.
Mm-hmm. And what else is on that little baby?
Well,
I've already want to buy it already with just what's there. But wait, there's more!
Well, I've done my job. What's amazing is that in 2009, I got all 4 of these guys into a recording studio to do commentaries on the Jack Poet ads, Martian Space Party, and Everything You Know Is Wrong. So on the DVD, you can listen to them in stereo, or you can listen to the commentaries by the Firesign Theater for all of those things, which is pretty hilarious. Also on there, you will find things that have never been published in any form. There are so many wonderful surprises on there, including a piece from 1971 that we thought was lost, but that eventually turned up in the Library of Congress. And it's them doing, it's right before they recorded the Bozos album, and they do one of their stage pieces called The Bob Sideburn News.
Well, Bob, I'm sure this is a great, great thing that every Firestone person could have in his own collection if he don't have it already. And you know he don't, because there wasn't any before. So this is a first. If you've been waiting a long time, friends, you should get it now.
If you've already got it, we want to talk to you.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot continue to bring you this fine programming if you don't go to your phone right now or the computer of your choice and put in those magic numbers, firesigntheater.com, and order these units. Order now.
Just dial Fire Sign Theater. Don't do that. And at least, even if you do that, don't tell anybody I told you to do that.
What'll happen if they do? Any thoughts?
Some very interesting and very John Cage-esque thing will happen, Jive. That's what'll happen.
Interesting.
And we are not responsible for that.
Not responsible.
Not insane. Part and walk.
If you've just tuned in, so have I. What's happening right now is we're talking to Taylor Jessen, who... What is your exact title? You're sort of an archivist and...
Archivist. Archivist slash producer.
Producer. And you've been working at this stuff for many years. Tell us how you first heard of the Fire Sign Theater.
I was at KUOI-FM Moscow 89.3, where I did my university's days. And golly, if they didn't offer me a show at some point, and I went in and played a new comedy record.
What year
week.
Was this?
This was
1993.
And there was there I was playing one new comedy album every
it's
week.
It's 20
and
hours.
It's 20 hours. Wait a second.
20 hours of things.
Okay, 20 hours. All, how many hours are on this DVD?
On this DVD, 7 hours of stuff.
So you have 13 hours you can play with yourself during that whole time. But there are 7 hours that are gripping, and you will be too. And now back to Taylor with his interesting story of in Moscow.
This is a great anecdote, this anecdote. The story I'm going to tell you is done now, which is that there was a lot of records by Firesign on the shelf. That's it. That's really all there is to it. There was a huge amount of real estate there, Firesign albums on the shelf, and I wondered, who could this be? And started playing them one by one, and that was it. And a couple of years went by, and it was like the 40th anniversary of our station, but it was also the 20th anniversary of when Procter and Bergman had come by to do something. So I just called up Procter out of the blue from Idaho, and Procter being Procter, he was delighted to talk to a stranger and promote anything. So that's how I met Procter over the phone. I moved down to L.A. in 97 and just kind of ingratiated myself with him and started doing things for him, like digging in the KPFK archive.
And did you find stuff there?
I did find stuff. I found the Raspberry Show. At some point, that will come out. It's just Austin goofing with some of his buddies, including Richard Schulenberg, I think, and Dick Paul. Just a goofy thing they did in 66, half-hour variety show.
Wow.
It disappeared. It never became anything.
That was before the beginning.
And after the end.
Yes. Well, let's go through that commercial one more time and tell them exactly what they're going to get. And how much is it again? I forgot. $35?
$35 will get you two DVDs.
Two DVDs.
In one package with fine, amazing art. New
amazing.
Art. Amazing.
Amazing
art by Bill Stout on the cover and more Bill Stout art inside. It's a fold-out booklet on the inside that turns into a map, and it will blow your mind. And on disc two, friends, you will find three
count
hours of home movies. No one's ever seen these babies before, and there are even Dear Friends home movies shot in
Whoa.
The station, which we have synced to sound
Whoa.
For the first time.
Amazing. My friends, I think if you are as amazed as I am about this, you're going to want to get yours today. Don't get mine because it's already been spoken for, but you can get yours by just dialing firesigntheater.com and put your cashies where your mouth is. I'm pretty excited about this because some of this stuff I'm aware of and other stuff I had no idea it existed. Do you ever surprise the boys with
most
this
of
stuff?
The time. Most of the time it was like, we did that. They had not seen any of this. They had not seen like half of this.
Many of our listeners don't realize that often the Fire Sign Theater has to go back in time to go do these things that Taylor has found because they weren't done originally. So now they have to go back to whatever the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, whenever it was, and do it back then, and then rush forward, back into the future where they belong right now.
When they told me they were doing that, it really did kind of break my heart. It's like, yeah, I know you guys and I love your work, but you're really going back to make new work just to satisfy some weirdo hipster? That's kind of pathetic, guys.
And what year was it you walked into that radio station and saw their albums?
That was 93.
Wow.
Great free format station, KUOY in Idaho. Everyone should go and move there and you can just get your own show.
Really? Let's do it. Let's all meet there next week. Or, no, wait till January. And we'll do it after Christmas, New Year's, and Harmonica. Also, don't forget Kwanzaa Hut. And that's about it, I guess. There is one more thing that you did want to would do, and this is something that I did many times. And after you do it, I will tell you exactly how it occurred and the problems that poor Peterman had with it.
And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. It made me laugh, it made them laugh, and it's just the most beautiful thing ever. Hi, I'm Les Thompson, and here it is, the big number one on the Blaz 30! Does this life look interesting to you, Blah?
That's where Phil Austin would go on and on, just like they did back in TV, back in the day. And that's what it was. It was a television commercial. And Les Thompson, I guess, was the guy who did the TV commercial so that you could become a broadcaster yourself.
Jive, I have never seen it.
No.
Have you ever seen it on YouTube or anything?
I haven't looked for it, but I bet it's there. I bet it is there. Les Thompson. Hi, I'm Les Thompson, and here's the big number one on the Boss 30. Because, and poor Peter Bergman, who is a brilliant improviser, but I don't think he's good at learning lines because he was never able to say it correctly once, and I would never start the record unless he said it right.
Not going to push that button unless somebody gets the right cue.
Hi, everybody. Hi, this is Les Thompson. Here's the big number one on the Boss 30. And then it would start. So, and it was it's funny because he, Phil Austin did that maybe two different weeks in a row, and I thought, next time I'm coming prepared. You know, so he had no idea that it was going to come in, and I just blammed it in on him, you know. Here, I'll stop it so you can hear how loud I did it. So, hi. I'll let you do it. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Les Thompson, and here it is, the big number one on the Boss 30.
Does this look groovy to you? Two guys doing a morning show late in the afternoon or early in the evening?
You betcha.
Well, thanks for coming by, Taylor.
Thanks for having me.
This is like just like a show.
I would get any opportunity to plug a product, and then we all go away and get plugged and
and produced.